Welcome to the teaching ministry of pastor, teacher, and healing evangelist, Billy Burke. Today, our pastor has a special word just for our partners. Now, here's Pastor Billy.
Always when I bring these words to you, my heart and my desire is that you would hear them, let them do in you what they need to do. But if you could just go replay this in the archives, if you could go visit it over and over. I mean, for something to become real, for something to sink from here to here, sometimes takes a little bit more thought process so that it can fully benefit you. He will send His Word to heal you. He sent His Word to deliver you. He'll send His Word to take fear out of you. He'll send His Word to change your circumstances. That's what I'm believing for. Today's word is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59. And we're going to look at a verse here that has really meant a lot to me. I know it's meant a lot to many of you. Let's see if we can't just make this even more explosive than what we comprehend. It says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord." This is 59, verse 19. "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him," our adversary, the evil one, the devil, etc. The phrase that I want to comment on here is where does our weapon of choice come from? It says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, it says the Holy Spirit of the Lord shall reveal our weapon of choice. I talked to a lot of people over a lot of years and people in the warfare and the battles that we face and we fight, etc. And it seems that I run into a lot of people that really, like my grandfather used to say to me, he'd say, "Billy, don't ever just play a one-string guitar. Anybody can play a one-string guitar." He said, "But learn to play a six-string or a 12-string. I didn't know what he was talking about till later on. And he meant, have diversity. Create a synergy of issues where you're fighting the same thing, but you're coming at it from different angles. You're worshiping the same God, but coming at it from different angles. You sing. You sing with an instrument. You sing with a choir. You sing with a CD. Still worship, but you're changing, the application, which really makes you effective, that you're diversifying. Diversity creates the synergy. It's so powerful. It is absolutely powerful. It really confuses the devil because he loves people to be limited in their approach to God, limited to healing, limited to prosperity, limited to the anointing. If he can't stop you at all, he just likes to restrict circulation. He likes to restrict the flow of the Holy Spirit in your life. He likes you to get stuck in certain parts of the Word of God. He don't want you to know the whole counsel. And he is just a deceiver. He always was, always will be. But in this teaching today, I want to say this, and that is, most today, a lot of people, they fight the devil with the way Jesus fought the devil in Matthew 4, right here in the wilderness. He was in the wilderness. He was fasting. He was in a time of great temptation. And every time the devil said, "Turn these stones into bread, cast yourself from off of this temple, bow down and worship me, and I'll give you all of the kingdoms of the earth." And the way Jesus fought back, the way he resisted that, he said, "It is written, and it is written, and it is written." It's all right here, right in Matthew 4. In other words, he used the written word to combat and to fight, the attack of the devil in this particular story. And so, as we're taught, and by many great, amazing teachers, many right on this network, and I concede to say what they said is absolutely, that absolutely means without mixture, true, that we're to fight him with the written word of God. But it doesn't say that here. Here it says the Spirit of the Lord will reveal the standard. Well, what's that mean? It must mean that the Holy Spirit has a pretty big war chest. In other words, the Word of God is the war chest. Everything in here can be weaponized. Everything in here can be weaponized. And I have found it to be true that sometimes whenever I'm fighting the devil or resisting the devil or resisting fear, whatever, I'm not saying it is written. I'm not saying the Scripture says. But I will fight with the blood. I'll just say, man, I plead the blood. I'm under the blood. I'm in a blood covenant. I don't get into the technological, you know, very technical issues of saying the Bible says in this. I mean, that's fine if you want to do that. But I think the devil understands the word blood. I think he understands the blood of Jesus. And I think if you're saying it in faith and you're fully convicted, he knows where it's at. His main concern is not where it's at. His main concern is it's that force of righteousness coming through you. And so there's days that I'll fight with the blood because that's the one the Spirit picks out for me to fight with. Some days he'll say, read the Living Bible. Some days he'll say the King James. Some days he'll say, I want you in the Jerusalem Bible. And I said, Lord, why do you move me around so much? He said, I want to keep it fresh in you because I know you need things to be diversified, to be fresh. And I want to confuse the enemy. I want to convolute his pathway to intercepting what you're reading. And I want to broaden your understanding. I want you to understand I have more ways to do everything. I don't want you, please, Billy, take the limits off me. I mean, don't ever write a book on seven ways to get healed because there's seven ways yesterday and there'll be 10 ways tomorrow. I can heal so many millions of ways. I can make you prosperous in so many ways. I can make you wise in so many ways. Now, they all come out of the richness of God's written word. This is the treasure chest. This is the war chest. This right here. This is the war chest. The blood is in here. So prophetically, we pull the blood out and we fight with the blood. That's the standard this time. So by the time the devil figures out, he's waiting for me to come after him with, it is written, it is written. Instead, I come at him with the blood, the blood, the blood. And you cause a real havoc, a real confusion in the enemy's camp. Now, I know what you're thinking. Does that really matter? Well, I believe it does. I believe there's a way in which you and I can fight him. And we self-educate ourselves. We expand our horizon of thinking. As long as we don't go outside these parameters. There's some days I'll fight the devil and the Holy Spirit, the weapon of choice that day will be just go after him in tongues. Don't even waste your time trying to quote the Scripture or talk about the blood. And I just go after him in tongues that day. Some days I just, you know, he'll just say, take communion, hold up the bread, hold up the wine, and just say to the devil, I'm drink. Jesus said, remember me. I'm just going to be drinking this cup of juice today and eating this bread today, and then I'm going to think about what I just did all day long. I mean, about noontime, I'll say, I drank the cup and ate the bread. He's coming after me for this and coming after you for that. I'm going to say, look, I just drank the cup and ate the bread. And I'm fighting with communion. I'm fighting with tongues. See, it's the spirit that's in the spirit world that really understands what's going to push the devil back big time. See, because what I like about the story in Matthew 4, back here again, Jesus never had to tell the devil to leave. Oh, I love this. Please get a hold of this. After he said, it's written, excuse me, it's written and it's written, the devil left on his own. The devil just said, I quit. I mean, I just can't handle this rapid fire. It's written, it's written, it's written. Well, that's what the Spirit had him do that day. But whenever the devil came through Peter, he didn't say it's written. He said, Satan, get thee behind me. You know, you don't savor the things that be of God. You savor the things that be of man. So he didn't quote the same thing he did in Matthew 4. Jesus wasn't limited. And he don't want you to be limited. That's why I love this Isaiah, you know, this wonderful verse here in Isaiah 59:19. This is an amazing scripture. When the enemy comes in like a flood, I mean when he's just coming in like a dragon, when he's overbearing, when he says, I'm going to take you out, I'm going to bury you, I'm going to ruin you, I'm going to soil your name, I'm going to take away everything like Job, I'm going to make you a nobody. I'm going to destroy your children. And it's so easy just to resort. Let him know that you have more in your war chest than just, you know, quoting from Scripture. You can pull some Scripture out. And he don't like to hear about the blood. He don't like you to come after him in tongues. He don't like you to shove the communion in his face. He don't like you to use any of these other weapons of choice that are here. He don't like you pulling out a testimony of God's faithfulness in your life. Oftentimes I'll fight with, hey, he healed me then. I was 9 with this cancer. I was 50 with this cancer. Listen, was you there, devil, whenever he healed? Yeah, you were there. You saw the healing. And at 50, you saw that stage 4 healing as well. And you just let him know. And the devil thinks, man, what's he going to pull off me next? You begin to reveal to the devil, I'm not a one-string guitar. I'm not just somebody that just says it's written. I'm going to use the blood on you. He's waiting for you to come after it is written. Now, is it written? Of course it's written. Of course it's written. But prophetic is whenever you take one color out of the rainbow. Prophetic is whenever you take one music note off of the scale, one piano key off of the whole keyboard. Prophetic is whenever you isolate a thing out of many things and make it prophetic. So whenever you make your warfare prophetic, you're lifting something out of the war chest that can really become a focal point for quick deliverance. There's too many believers fighting the same. It's almost like the devil can't hear, or the believer don't believe, or we're saying things we're not convicted of. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But I know for Billy Burke, it's really important that what comes out of me, I believe, number one. What comes out of me is I'm expanding my horizon of information. The devil is such a relentless enemy. He's a pursuer of the destruction of our testimony, of our life. Like that roaring lion seeking whom he may, what? What's that word? Devour. That's why it says be sober. Be sober-minded. Not drunk-minded, sober-minded. Walk circumspectly. Know what's going on around you. Don't just be introverted your whole life. Not just thinking on you your whole life. Pay attention to the culture. Pay attention to what's going on in your world, so that you can be yielded to the Holy Spirit's weapon of choice. That's the word for today, weapon of choice. And let the Holy Spirit say, okay, we're going to fight with the blood. And it may be for more than a day. Maybe I have fought with the blood for a week at a time. I have fought with tongues for days at a time. Some days you feel so overwhelmed, you fight with, and then some days you fight with the name. How about the name? Devil, come on, in the name of Jesus. Cancer, in the name of Jesus. Checkbook that doesn't have enough in it, in the name of Jesus. That car that keeps talking back to you with a dead battery or realignment or something, air conditioning, no, in the name of Jesus. Practice your faith on things that have matter. Spirit affects matter. Spirit affected the fig tree. Spirit affected the sycamore tree. Spirit affected the mountains. Spirit affects everything in the natural realm. But it's got to come up. It's got to come out. And the more diversified, the more well-rounded, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me here, Holy Spirit. The more diverse you have of your attack, you really limit, you know, his not coming after you, but, you know, his effectiveness. How does he prepare for you? You are far from an easy takedown. What the Bible say in Hebrews? What's that sin that so easily besets you? It's not that we get knocked around. It's just sometimes it's so easy. Because we just keep saying the same thing. You know, pretty soon you say the same thing over and over and you wonder, do I even mean what I'm still saying? I'm doing it religiously. And sometimes you got to pull back. You got to prune a little bit to regain meaning. You got to prune a little bit to regain the force of righteousness. So that when I say the name, I mean it. When I say the blood, I mean it. When I pray in tongues, you feel it. You know, when you say some of these other avenues, when you pull out a testimony, when you remember a prophecy, there's times I'll go back. I have a whole file cabinet of all these prophecies that I've received back as a boy. I'll go back and get into a cabinet, pull out a manila folder that looks like it's been in World War III, and go through and think, well, here's what so-and-so, here's what was said to me then, and fight with that and say, devil, look, the word says this, the blood says that, and look at this prophecy I got this was 1975. And you still can't stop it. This is 2022. And this prophecy from 1975, you can't stop it. No wonder you're upset. And you begin to fight with just more than emotion. You begin to fight more than just with a loud voice. Some people think the louder they yell, the more the devil listens. No, no, and no. He listens when there's substance. He listens whenever you realize he's dealing with an intelligent, cerebral believer who has really been into this word, been in sitting in the shadow of great teachers, such of those that's on this network. Do you know what it feels like to be on a network where before you and after you and all through the week, there's these eagles, these vessels that have been worked on the potter's wheel, trusted with grace and revelation. It says in Elijah, whenever they escaped the sword of Elijah, they would not escape of the sword of one of Elijah's understudies. I mean, this is the hour for networks like this to take what God's given this whole network. I believe it's many voices, but yet one voice. And it says, we believe God does the impossible. We believe there's a revival coming that can't be stopped. We believe there's a new breed of people being raised up in the earth that look different, talk different, walk different, sound different. We believe it. And we believe there's not a devil or a demon or demonized people on the earth that can stop what God's about to do. Now, speaking of fighting, what I just said there, the Spirit can take that and use that as a weapon. Because what's the devil afraid of? Really, what's he afraid of? Confidence. He's afraid that you truly believe everything that you're saying. That it comes out of you with a force. It comes out of you with conviction. There's a lot of people tell me they believe. And there's a lot of people tell me they're standing on a promise. But I don't sense the level of conviction. It's got to have teeth in it. It's got to get in there and rearrange DNA. Jesus spoke, their hearts were burning. I mean, they were either burning because it was burning for good or they were irate at him. Told him what? Go on down the road after he delivered Legion. Go on down the coast. You're disturbing us. Paul and Silas, they cast devils out of that lady who was making profit for the city. Demons make people money. Did you know that demons make businesses money? Come into deception, I give you money. Come into, you know, being antichrist, I give you money. Come into bad politics, I give you money. Of course, he prospers businesses. But when that demon came out of that woman of divination, it affected the whole city. It so upset them, they beat them, threw them into the inner prison. Only later to find out that they broke out with praise and yada, yada, the doors came off all of the prisons, they were all set free. Today, let the Holy Spirit ask him, say, what do you want me to fight with today? It will invigorate your warfare. It'll add a new dimension. It'll actually make you more qualified, more effective, but more exciting that today God's choosing my weapon of choice. You will see a marked difference. I believe that with all of my heart. Isaiah 59, verse 19. And the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. Let Him lift it up in you today. You are wired to win, and you're wired to win right today. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For more information about this and other teachings by Pastor Billy, please call 1-888, the number 7, and the word HEALED. Or in the Tampa area, call 813-287-2116. The mailing address is Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. That's Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. Or you can look us up on the web at www.billyburke.org.